whose father is rich. Was rich.
I wish I were rich. Filthy rich. Inside a cherry, the part you don't eat is called the what?
The pit.
Inside of a peach, the part you don't eat
is the seed.
The kind of peach where the flesh is tight against the stone is a
clean peach.
And when it's real loose and you can get it off very easily, what is it called?
You buy a freestone peach.
You know, you buy them in cans that way, freestone and clean. What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away and you don't eat?
The core and the peelings.
When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
You're drying apples. You're making old, they're dried apples.
All right. Have you ever heard of them called snits?
No.
I haven't either. The kind of nuts you pull out of the ground and roast. And we find them really in the...
Peanuts.
All right. You haven't heard them call any other name?
No.
What kind of nuts do you have? Do you have any in your yard?
Pecans.
Mm-hmm. What is the hard covering of a walnut called?
I don't know.
Called a walnut shell, isn't it?
I didn't look for anything that simple now.
Well, do you have any walnut trees?
I think there's one out on the farm.
Well, what kind is it that stained your hands? Don't you remember when you were a child and you picked them up?
Well, aren't those walnuts?
What kind of walnuts? They were black, weren't they?
Black walnuts.
What is the kind of nut that's long and flat shaped, and you say some people's eyes have that shape?
Almonds.
Do you know almonds are full of potassium?
No.
Orange juice.
Bananas.
That's right. A kind of fruit about as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon. If there's a bowl of oranges standing around, and one day you go to get one and there aren't any left, you say the oranges are what?
Are gone.
And what did I say they were anyway?
Oranges.
The little red vegetables that are peppery and they grow in the ground. They have a little green top and sometimes you see them served at parties and hors d'oeuvres with a dip.
Strawberries? Radishes?
Radishes. The kind of red, but you know, I have seen strawberries served at parties with a dip, and I mean not a dip,
sugar.
But I have seen them with the sherry and then the white powdered sugar, and especially at Christmas time, they're so pretty, and you dip them in the sherry and dip them in the white sugar and eat them. Have you had them like that?
Mm-hmm.
What are little round red things that grow on leafy plants staked up in the garden? And sometimes we like to fry them when they're green, and we eat them when they're red.
Tomatoes.
Along with your meat, you might have a baked
apple.
Along with your meat, you might have a
potato. Well, we were talking about fruit, and you go to.
I know, but I can see you out somewhere in a restaurant ordering a steak with a baked apple.
Oh,
I messed up on that one. I'm sorry, but we did switch from fruit to something else, didn't we? I thought the kind of potatoes with yellow meat, and we eat them at Christmas time.
A sweet potato.
Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes.
An onion.
A what?
Onions.
The little young.
And they think this is the sauce. Those are garden onions you fish and talk about, but they think that this is the sauce that the onion contains. Whatever will be necessary to fight cholesterol and the arteriosclerosis
really?
And the fatty deposits against the artery walls. This has been discovered in England, and they say to eat. I do too now, and I just feed them to Roy. They say they don't know what the onion contains, and it doesn't destroy it in cooking it in any fashion, even onion soup. but it's via, and
oh,
until
I
they discover right. what it is and are able to, you know,
uh-huh.
take it out and make a pill out of it, they are promoting you eating onions. And I just feed them to Roy and to Mother, and I eat them myself.
I love onions, and those little green ones especially. What do we call those sometimes?
Yeah, the little...
Especially
the spring onions.
They're so good. What are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup, and sometimes you use them for a gumbo, and sometimes you boil it, and sometimes you fry it?